Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Do you have difficulty concentrating during davening? You may find it comforting to realize that you're not alone in this. But what causes this problem, and what can we do to correct it? You'll find this and much more addressed by Rabbi Shaul Robinson in this excerpt from Tefillah Workshop.
I really want to make 2 points about tefillah. I don't know whether I'm the only person in the room who can say this, but I'm not afraid to say it. Sometimes I have difficulty davening with kavana. I'm happy to put it out there. We can have a tefillah b'kavana anonymous. And I'm happy to admit that I don't always daven with kavana. And the truth is that I'm not really alone in that. There's a fascinating Gemara in Yerushalmi. Strikes us almost as mugzam, where a number of Amoraim in the Gemara are talking about, or Tanaim are talking about, the difficulty that they have with tefillah. Amar Rabbi Chiya Ruva, Ana min yoma lo kivanti, elachad zman boi michavna. Rabbi Chiya says, I never daven with kavana. Rav Matnya says, Ana machzik tiva l'roshe, I am grateful to my head. That when I get to modim, it knows to automatically bow by itself because I'm somewhere else completely. Sometimes we see that Chazal, now I doubt very much what we define as our lack of kavana, was probably nothing like what they would describe as their own lack of kavana. Thank you so much. But nonetheless, the question about knowing how to daven and bringing oneself, body and soul, to tefillah is an incredibly important topic. And I want to look at it in 2 ways. Number one, why is it that sometimes we find it a challenge to pray with proper kavana? And it seems to me the answer to that question is because we don't truly understand or believe that what we are davening for are things that we truly need. I've never had somebody who has said to Hillel in the waiting room by an operating theater tell me that they had trouble with kavana. Of course, at a time like that, a person could be stressed and really have a different problem of focus. But when people understand what it is that they are davening for, and that the tefillah is relevant to them, you know, then there isn't a problem with tefillah.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.